So coming back to Sportsnet now, and you're coming to build the betting portfolio and, you know, build the social experiences with through Sportsnet. What exactly is your, does that entail? What are you going to get into? Who are you bringing it on with? I know I'm sure you can't go into too many details, but what's this gig going to look like for you?
Thanks for asking. So I'm going to build a team, going to find a bunch of talented creators. I'm going to find, you know, some producers. And listen, the betting portfolio is what I'm building from the ground up. And I'm using the years of experience that I had with Bleacher Report, you know, to inform how I'm going to build this team. And just the betting, you know, market is about to explode in Canada. I mean, when Bill C 215 passes, 215 or 218, I think it's 215. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, it just sparked a lot of excitement in Canada. And finally, we get to bet like on single games. You know, having to bet three leg parlays for, I don't know, what has it been, 30 years since ProLine debuted, or 40 years almost. It feels like forever. I mean, those are very hard to hit. So now that we can get single game action, it's a game changer. And there are going to be a bunch of players in the market. I can't say who our partner is going to be, but I'm excited for what we're going to build content-wise, social experiences, ride-alongs, having new custom bets. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
With Cavi Richards, the new executive producer of Sportsnet's betting content on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You got any secrets? Because Ziggy had a pretty good first weekend.
Oh,
and,
nice!
And he wants you to know about it. I not quite as much, but
did you bet on the Bills, Scotty?
No,
I did.
Okay,
I did.
You know who
I
took,
burned
Cavi?
By the Bills.
You know who I took? I got I took the pack.
Me too, man. Oh man, we just got mollywopped, homie. That was like the Saints defense. Like, we knew they were good, but that good? Like, Rodgers couldn't do anything. It was like coverage sacks all day. Oh. I think he got knocked down 5, 6, 7 times, which is rare for him. And then the two picks, like, it was just, man, I was with you, bro. I thankfully I didn't have the Packers as my survivor team, but I think that was the most surprising. That or the Raiders game was the most surprising. I think that or the Raiders game was the most surprising result. No, the Texans. Goodness gracious.
Well, do you think it's that surprising, though? Because Jacksonville, really bad team last year. I know Trevor Lawrence and the hoopla and what's Urban Meyer going to do, but that's a rookie quarterback making his NFL debut on the road. I know the Deshaun Watson stuff is off to the side with the Texans, but yeah, I stayed clear of that one. I just don't trust the Jaguars on the road.
Bro, I saw that whole – it's week one. I bet every single game. Okay, so I would say don't bet every single game.
Yeah.
Like, have some restraint. Pick 3 to 5 games that you feel strongly – yeah, not – like a maximum 5. Single bet – listen, a lot of people who bet in this country have offshore books, and that will change once we announce – who our partners, so that hopefully people will bet with this particular partner when we're here in Canada or in Ontario, because I believe it will be a provincial rollout, similar to like cannabis. You know, the provinces it won't be legal all across Canada all at once. You'll be various, various provinces being legal. So 3 to 5 bets if you want. Parlays are very sexy. They're very seductive because the odds are so long. I would say maybe stick to the single game bets because they're going to be more profitable in the long term. However, sprinkle a little bit of the bankroll on a parlay if you want to take a long shot. And I love long shots. But like I celebrate other people's wins when they're able to hit a 10-leg or 13-leg parlay. Like, it's amazing. It's really hard to do, but it's amazing when they hit.
So what do you think it's going to look like? Is it going to be people on their computers? Is it going to be betting on your phone? Is Sportsnet going to have an area set up at Rogers Center where everyone can kind of go in and maybe just change, make it more of a, I guess, a Vegas style, just change the atmosphere towards the single game betting. Do you think we're going to see something like that?
Listen,
or that, is there something else?
I don't know, Mike, if that, yeah. Like, I imagine there's been conversations about building sports books in arenas. I mean, we've seen it, I believe, we've seen it in Washington with the Capitals and the Wizards. I think Chicago, I want to say the, is it the Bears or the White Sox just built a sports book? Listen, that would be dope. So I think most of the experiences will be mobile, will be on people's phones. It will be sick to be able to bet in arenas, you know, watching a Raptors game or a Leafs game or a Jays game. It will be even doper when you can bet other people that are there or people that are like, imagine you're at a game, like physically in the building, and then someone's in, you know, Saskatchewan or something, and you're going 1v1 on, okay, like, you know, who's going to hit the next three-pointer? Will it be Steph or will it be Fred VanVleet? Or, you know, and listen, that's way down the line, but the possibilities, there are some really exciting ones. I don't know if that infrastructure's in place yet, but it will be sick when, imagine like the, you know, the Rogers Sport, whatever the sports book is at, I want to say the Sky Dome, but Rogers.
Right.
I got to remember who employs me now. So I have to say the right name, or just, you know, going to, and I want to say Air Canada Center, but or Scotiabank. That would be really exciting for people. And you know, the sportsbook will probably be beautiful. Like, it's going to be a place where you want to go watch the game and just commiserate with your fellow bettors and like, hey, what do you got? You know, and you're showing each other, you know, your tickets and that kind of stuff. It's like, I think it would be more fun than talking about fantasy with other people, because when you're betting, it's so emotional because you have skin in the game. And bankrolls aside, it's like when your money's at stake, it's like you're so much more invested in the outcome of games or the outcomes of performances by players.